Sari Kenzie is our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. She's also the person that helps me a whole lot when I cannot figure out what my computer is doing. Thank goodness we have somebody young in the studio that can help us figure all these wonderful things out. And, well, she keeps some great information and media going on our Hail Mary Media app. Sarah's in studio today to tell us about some things that are coming up and, well, announce a new parish of the week. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Happy to be with you both.
So of all of the things that we use technology for, is there a particular app or thing that you go, yeah, to give this app up would be really difficult in my life?
My maps.
I would say the same thing too.
Before I had a smartphone, I got lost all the time. A lot of my friends made fun of me. I got lost all the time. So yeah, my maps probably.
That's it. Did you have, now see, back in the day, we had what, like a Garmin device.
That was
before you had your phone, you had your little Garmin in there.
I had that. I got that for a while before I had a smartphone. But now, I mean, yeah, I don't have that anymore. So I guess I could revert back to something like that if I had to.
I think that still goes in the technology category.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm with you. Please keep the maps technology going because it's really important. I mean, we use map technology on the Hail Mary Media app.
That's
when people
right.
are driving to an event that they found on our community calendar. I mean, that's some of what you do, not create the maps, but you make sure all of those things are working for the app. And boy, it's been such a great resource. Now, one of the other things you and I have a great time collaborating on is our Parish of the Week. And you spend a whole lot of time looking around the different vicariates, what things are coming up. And we've got one just really a few blocks, well, not a few blocks away, but a few miles away. I kind of go near this particular parish every day when I'm driving home from work.
Oh, very nice.
Right? So what's this week's Parish of the Week?
All right. So our Parish of the Week is Immaculate Heart Catholic Church, located on North Williams Avenue in Portland. And we're really excited to feature this community. I've never been there, but it just seems like an amazing place. I know you've been talking with the pastor, Father Paulinus, I think. And then Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, our good friend, is there as well. And I know you're going to be talking with Father, I think, soon and getting some more information from people at the parish this week. So we're excited to share more about them. But I know one of the things that happened recently is that Archbishop Sample came to visit in May, and they had a very special mass really celebrate the African-American community. And they had a huge mass for that. They had over 400 people packed the church. I think it was standing room only. They also had people outside the church as well. And they really brought together the English speaking, the Vietnamese, the African communities. And they had an outdoor procession to start. They had music from each of the different choirs and the different languages. And then after Mass, they had a big reception. And so I know that Father shared with you that it's such a blessing to have the African Catholic community there at their parish. They usually attend the 11 a.m. Mass on Sundays, but then on the third Sunday of each month, they have Mass in Swahili at 1 p.m., which that's incredible. And I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was that group that I got to walk next to during the Corpus Christi procession, because I got to hear the music in Swahili. And so it was just incredible. And so I think that's the same group there. But Father shared that it was such a blessing to have them in their parish, that that their active engagement in the different parts of parish life, together with the Vietnamese community and all the other parishioners, that he said our parish is, you know, heading to where the mission of a Catholic parish should be. And so it's just really beautiful that all these different cultures can be there at the parish. I know that there's a long history of the parish as it goes back to the late 1800s. Originally, the founders of the parish were German and Irish descent, but kind of in the mid 1900s, around World War II, started serving a lot lot of the African American community. And so now it's kind of just serves a lot of different people. And also, I mean, I'd love to visit just it, the church building itself just looks beautiful. I was looking at through some of the pictures they had and some of the like, it's just beautiful. So I'd love to visit just to see that as well as, you know, their community. So, you know, again, when we talk about these parishes of the week, I always think, you know, there's a new place I haven't been yet. And so, and we've been talking about that idea of pilgrimage. And right. So, you know, this might be like something different if you're maybe driving through that neighborhood and you think, oh, maybe I'll try this new parish out and just to see what else is going on in our community. And so really excited to feature Immaculate Heart this week, and stay tuned. You'll hear a lot more from their parish later this week.
Yeah, you know, when we were preparing for this and I talked to Father a little bit about the parish, that's one of the things that he told to me right away. We are a diverse parish. I mean, we just serve so many cultural communities in our parish, and that was really important to them. And so, yeah, we are definitely going to talk more about it. This is one of those parishes that you're just kind of seems like you're driving along the street in the neighborhood, and then right next to a house is the church. It's like, that's church right there. So it's a really beautiful neighborhood church. And again, their Deacon Harold Brooks Sivers. I asked Father, I said, how often does he get there? And he goes, oh, I think we're actually going to get him for 3-4 days this month. But whenever Deacon Harold is home, he is serving the community there. And so we look forward to talking more about them. Sarah Kenzie is our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. Brian.
Well, we talked about a couple of events in today's show during Community Calendar, but Sarah's going to go in a little bit deeper in that email that you're going to receive. Let's talk about a couple of these events, Sarah.
Sure. So first of all, we've got coming up in Salem on Thursday. This is incredible. There's a veneration of the relics from the Cristero War martyrs. And so those are the Mexican martyrs of the Cristero War. And so that's happening all day on Thursday. And then there's also a talk that evening at 7 p.m. I also know that they're going to be in Hillsboro, I think, on Sunday. So if you missed the one in Salem, you can also go to Hillsboro. Also wanted to mention on Sunday, there's a really special Jubilee Rosary pilgrimage happening in Northeast Portland. And so the Knights of Columbus are involved in this. They're going to start at St. Rose of Lima, and they're going to go to Holy Rosary Church about 3 miles. And there's going to be noon mass, confession, and a catered lunch. And then you can take the bus back to St. Rose, so you don't have to walk all the way back. But the Holy Rosary is a Jubilee site here in the Archdiocese of Portland. And one really cool thing that they're doing is the Knights are selling roses, and the goal is to really fill up the church with roses for Mary. And so that's a really beautiful thing that's happening on Sunday. So again, another little pilgrimage if you're looking for something this weekend. That's another great opportunity.
It is a great opportunity, and be sure to download the free Hail Mary Media app, because those events are listed on the community calendar. And Sarah, they got our favorite map system that'll get you right to where you need to be. Please don't remove the apps. Another great Tech Tuesday with us today, Sarah Kenzie. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.